I'm Steve Henn. You're listening at 60 dB. Now, Indian Americans are the fastest growing immigrant group in the country, second only to Mexican Americans in total numbers. But traditionally, Indian Americans have not been a terribly influential or sought after voting bloc. Typically, most are reliable Democratic voters. But one man, Shalabh Kumar, is trying to change all of that. Sonia Paul has the story. It's 60 dB.
Shalabh Kumar is a founding chairman of the Republican Hindu Coalition. And last month, in a convention center in Edison, New Jersey, he brought a bit of Bollywood to American politics.
Mr. Trump, I stand at your side, and together we will ensure that the U.S. stands shoulder to shoulder with India. So please welcome my dear friend and a great leader for our country and the world, Mr. Donald J. Trump.
It's a dose of a kind of politicking we haven't seen before. A Bollywood concert marketed as an anti-terror charity concert to support Hindu refugees in Bangladesh and Kashmir. The featured speaker, Donald Trump.
I must say, I became involved because I have great confidence, and I have great confidence in India. And we will be celebrating a Trump administration together. That I can tell you.
This was a chance for Donald Trump to address the traditionally Democratic Indian American communities. But for some of the Hindus attending, it was a chance for them to do something else, to emerge as an American political force. Babita Sharma is from Edison, New Jersey. She's Indian American, and her religious identity is really important to her. She's Hindu, and she believes a Republican Hindu coalition, the event's sponsor, can motivate the Hindu community in America.
I just want that our voice should be heard, that's all. You know, like, there are so many coalition, you know, like parties like Jewish, Muslims. Definitely, there is nothing like Hinduism, so that's what I'm really interested in.
Kumar says that's the reason for creating the Republican Hindu Coalition. But the coalition sometimes seems to equate being Hindu with being truly Indian.
In India, we now have a new Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, who understands that conservative values are what creates freedom and opportunity for all these people. And wouldn't it be great if we had a leader in America who shared those values?
It's identity politics, Indian style. And it's not that different from Trump's appeal to white voters in the U.S. In fact, Kumar is one of Donald Trump's top donors. He earned a fortune in the electronics business, and he has an unabashed love for Ronald Reagan, whom he credits with helping him turn to the Republican Party. In a press conference in India promoting the concert, he even remarked on the Hindu community's lack of recognition in the U.S.
Mind you that the term Hindus themselves is not in the vocabulary of Americans.
At the concert, Kumar insisted that conservative values align with Hindu values and that the 21st century should belong to Indo-America. Trump, he says, knows this. Democrats, on the other hand, might celebrate Hindu holidays like Diwali, but then turn around and sell weapons to Pakistan.
I urge my fellow Hindus to think about these values and our values and ask yourselves, who truly represents you in Washington? Is it a president who celebrates Diwali in White House and next day wants to give 8 nuclear-capable F-16 worth $658 million to Pakistan? Or is it the party that wants to cut aid to Pakistan, declare them a terrorist state, and prevent them from acquiring nuclear-capable F-16s.
The anti-Islamic sentiment was not limited to bad-mouthing Pakistan. Among the night's performances was a dance troupe dressed as a SWAT team rescuing other dancers from make-believe jihadists who were armed with lightsabers. Shalabh Kumar and Donald Trump clearly have a lot in common when it comes to feelings about Muslims and terrorism. Kumar has now contributed nearly $900,000 to Trump's campaign. Despite all of this, it's not clear Kumar is going to move many Indian American voters. Even though Babita Sharma of Edison, New Jersey, wants Hindus to have a voice in this country, and even though she enjoyed the spectacle of songs and dance performances, and even the prancing men in SWAT vests, cartwheeling, shooting, and pummeling against the make-believe terrorists, it's not enough to make her forget about the sexual assault allegations leveled against Trump.
That's horrible. Seriously, it's horrible. Being a woman, I really, really condemn that. But honestly, I'm not supporting Trump. I'm not supporting Hillary. It's just that the Hindu coalition program that I'm supporting.
With voting only days away, she still hates Clinton and Trump. But she told me she'll probably vote for Hillary Clinton. At 60DB, I'm Sonia Paul.
Sonia Paul reported that story with Mansi Choksi, with support from the South Asian Journalists Association. This is 60DB.